Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The top five at five.
When you see nurses on the outside, there is something very wrong on the inside.
Nurses from two New York City private hospitals walking the picket line for a second day after last-minute negotiations failed. A new federal complaint alleges embattled Long Island Congressman George Santos illegally obtained campaign contributions using the monies for personal gain. A classified document scandal surfaces surrounding President Joe Biden. Potential charges forthcoming out of Georgia against former President Donald Trump and others related to the 2020 election. Bill safety, Damar Hamlin, released from the University of Cincinnati Medical Center to a Buffalo, New York hospital. It is day two as thousands of nurses at two New York City hospitals are on strike after last-minute negotiations failed. Rank and file at six other facilities have tentative agreements in place. As many as 3,500 nurses at Montefiore Medical Center in the Bronx and about 3,600 at Mount Sinai Hospital in Manhattan walked off the job. Hundreds picketed, some singing the chorus from the Twisted Sisters 1984 hit, "We're Not Gonna Take It Anymore," outside Mount Sinai. Nancy Freed is a nurse at Mount Sinai. She spoke to ABC 7.
I had a feeling it was coming based on the conditions that I've been dealing with and my coworkers have been dealing with over the last couple of months. If anything, this should have been happened sooner. Not just my unit, but the whole hospital. It's like you're coming to work and you're understaffed. It's one nurse to nine or more patients, possibly up to 11 or 12. And it's impossible. We can't do the job we need to do. And it's just not safe.
The privately owned hospitals are doing things like postponing non-emergency surgeries, diverting ambulances to other medical centers, and pulling in temporary staffers. New York City Mayor Adams said the city has a situation room standing ready and advised people to only call 911 if they truly need emergency care. Embattled Long Island Representative George Santos allegedly improperly used campaign funds for personal expenses. A liberal watchdog group Monday charged in a complaint to the Federal Election Commission that Santos likely conspired with corporations, foreign governments, or others to illegally feed money to his successful 2022 House bid. The filing is by the Campaign Legal Center, and it alleges that Santos hid the true source of his campaign cash while using the funding for things like travel, luxury hotels, and expensive meals. Republican Representative Nancy Mace of South Carolina spoke to CBS News.
It's very difficult to work with anyone who cannot be trusted, and it's very clear his entire resume in life was manufactured until a couple days ago when he finally changed his website.
And Santos is already under federal and local investigation for alleged lies about his background and education. He's also under investigation in Brazil. The U.S. Justice Department is now reviewing a batch of potentially classified documents found in the Washington office space of President Joe Biden's former institute, according to the White House. Special counsel to the president, Richard Sauber, said a small number of documents with classified markings were discovered at Biden's personal attorneys while cleaning out the offices of the Penn Biden Center. Now, that's where the president kept an office after he left the vice presidency in 2017. During an interview with 60 Minutes last year, Biden was asked about what he thought when he saw the pictures of documents found at former President Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago.
How that could possibly happen? How anyone could be that irresponsible? And I thought, what data was in there that may compromise sources and methods? By that, I mean names of people who helped, or et cetera. And it's just totally irresponsible.
The records are now in possession of the National Archives. Potential charges out of Georgia against former President Trump and others related to alleged efforts to steer the 2020 election. The special grand jury in Atlanta has concluded its work, and the decision whether or not to seek an indictment from a regular grand jury will now be up to the Fulton County DA, Fannie Willis. Here's what Trump said during a phone conversation with Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger that sparked the investigation.
All I want to do is this. I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have.
And Fulton County Superior Court Judge Robert McBurney wrote in his order that the special grand jury recommended that its report be made public. He has scheduled a hearing for January 24th to determine whether all or part of the report should be released. Bill Safety, Damar Hamlin, is at a Buffalo, New York hospital this morning. He was transferred from the University of Cincinnati Medical Center after being revived following cardiac arrest a week ago Monday during an NFL game against the Bengals. Dr. Bill Knight of the UC Medical Center.
Dr. Prince and I have spoken extensively with his care team in Buffalo, and I can confirm that he is doing well, and this is the beginning of the next stage of his recovery.
Hamlin's return to Buffalo comes a day after he cheered on the Bills from his hospital bed during their regular season ending 35-23 win over the New England Patriots. Doctors said Hamlin set off every alarm in the ICU when the Bills on the opening kickoff scored a touchdown, one of two kickoff TDs the Bills scored during Sunday's game.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.